Last phase, I had a Darshan session with a very sincere Hindu couple, and they were asking me about the possibility of this being their last life. Somehow going to God's feet at the end of it. So I explained that we can speed up our karma, but it's really hard to go through it that fast. It's really rapid speed to get through it in one life. And it made me think, you know, what exactly, afterwards I thought, what exactly does Gurudev say? In other words, if you think about it, someone could throw up the argument, you're stuck forever. In one life you're working out the karma from past lives, but you're making new karma at the same time, right? So isn't this a perpetual process? Each life you end up with the same amount of karma because you resolved a certain amount, but you made an equal amount of new karma, so you're kind of stuck forever. It would be an interesting philosophical question, right, to be faced with. So as we know, Gurudeva has two definitions of moksha. The one that's more common is moksha is achieved when God has been fully realized and all karma has been resolved, right? And then sometimes you'll say that and add all dharma has been fulfilled. So we're not going to look at dharma this morning, but karma resolved is an important part of it. Even though you fully realize God, if you have karma to be resolved, you have to be here. Or if you pass on at that point, if you still have karma to be resolved, you have to come back. It's not just a question of God realization, it's also a question of resolving karma. But back to the dilemma here, how do you resolve karma when you're also making it and not just end up in the same place at the end of each life? What did Gurudev say? Now the soul seeks to know God consciously. That is the difference. It's a big difference. Gurudev is talking about the fact that everybody is evolving spiritually, whether they know it or not, whether they agree with that idea or not, they're still moving forward spiritually. It's just the nature of life that the soul matures. Now it seeks to know God consciously. So at some point, it becomes a conscious effort. We start doing specific actions related to trying to know God consciously rather than it just happening as a matter of being alive. That is a difference, it's a big difference. By this conscious process of purification, of inner striving, of refining and maturing, the karmas come more swiftly. Evolution speeds up and things can and usually do get more intense. So that's the answer to that question. Though we're making karmas at the same rate, probably, we're speeding up and resolving the ones we already have, so that gives us less karma at the end of life. Here's a longer one. How can we work out karma? There are thousands of things vibrating in the Muladhara chakra, and from those memory patterns that are going to bounce up into view one after another, especially if we gain more prana by breathing and eating correctly, period. When meditation begins, more karma is released from the first chakra. Our individual karma is intensified as the ingrained memory patterns that were established long ago accumulate and are faced one after another, after another, after another. In our first 4 or 5 years of striving on the path, we face the karmic patterns that we would never have faced in this life had we not consciously sought enlightenment. Experiences come faster, closer together. So much happens in the short span of a few months or even a few days, catalyzed by the new energies released in meditation and by our efforts to purify mind and body. It might have taken us 2 or 3 lifetimes to face them all. They would not have come up before then because nothing would have stimulated them. Well, that's even more specific. We can go through a couple of extra lifetimes of karma by our consistent striving. Then the other question, which I thought about afterwards, what happens to a great soul who has realized God? How does his or her karma work? In other words, the person is still acting, right? And therefore, if you act, you make karma. How is that karma resolved? Why aren't they stuck in the same way? You know, there they are. They're acting, they're making karma. So Gurudeva answers that. Through the power of his realization, the karma is created and simultaneously dissolved. Sounds pretty good, right? This occurs for the one who lives in the timeless state of consciousness. If one were to realize the self each day, he would live his life like writing his karma on the surface of water. The intensity of the self is so strong that action and reaction dissolve, just as the water's surface clears immediately when you remove your finger from having written or made designs upon it. Isn't that a nice analogy there? Just writing on water, and as soon as you write on water, the reaction goes away. So it's like the action of Jivan Mukti, great soul. But Jivan Mukti, he's neither making new karma, because it's dissolved instantly, and Jivan Mukti means all the samchitta karmas, all the seed karmas have been burned away. There's nothing to bring them back. That's what the Jivan, that's what the Mukti means. There's no karma that's scheduled to manifest in the future. And therefore, the only karma that's there is not creating new karma. There's no seed karma that's not active. There's only active karma. Therefore, all that's there, when the active karma works its way through, then that's it, no more karma. Interesting to think about. It's great. Great, all these answers are in the trilogy. You know, just search, you know, PDF file, search on the right thing. I should search for speed in this case. Speed up, I think is what I was looking for, so I found 2 references to speed up. Thank you very much, MGP. Om Namah Shivaya.